It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Cassandra Kotchik.
Soybeans and dry beans in Manitoba are anywhere from still emerging to the unifoliate stage, and some of the earliest seeded soybeans and dry beans will be at the first trifoliate stage by now. With a wide range in pea planting dates this year, we've seen peas anywhere from V4 to V7 right now, so this is the 4th to 7th node. And this means several fields will be nearing that 6th node stage, or they've surpassed it already, which is a critical time for herbicide application in peas. Many of the in-crop herbicides cannot be applied past this 6th true node stage, which is why it's important. And when you're out there staging your peas, remember to exclude the two scale nodes at the base of the plant from the total true node number. For faba beans across the province, growth stages currently range from V2 to V4. To give a little bit more information on crop and field conditions out there, last week we saw a lot of soil crusting and seedlings struggling to emerge in some fields. Some seedlings had yellow plant tissue, others were swollen or had crooked stems from trying to grow around soil clods. Regarding frost damage, we saw peas, soybeans, and faba beans at different locations that were just touched by frost, the one that happened on May 30th. Plants after frost were either discolored or had brown, crispy plant tissue, but overall, the pulse and soybean crops weren't hit as hard by frost as other crops. There were some concerns over heavy winds last week. To this point, I recommend getting out there to assess your plant stands and crop conditions this week. From wind, you might see a loss of plant stand, abrasion to plants, or a pinched stem from being spun around by the wind. And for pests, we've seen slow emergence of weeds so far under the dry conditions. But with this recent rain and heat, I expect some major flushes of weeds to come up this week. And everyone should also continue to monitor cutworm damage this week, taking note of any regrowth in pea and faba bean crops.
Now, Cassandra, what should farmers keep in mind when looking at plant stands?
Yeah, so this is a good time to start assessing plant stands as the crops finish emerging. For a quick refresher on where you want your plant stands to be, soybeans, you want 140,000 to 160,000 live plants per acre. For peas, you want to see 350,000 to 400,000 plants per acre. And for dry beans, it depends on the market class. So for navy beans, you want 90,000 plants per acre in wide rows and more than 115,000 in narrow rows. For pinto beans, you want to see 70,000 to 80,000 in wide rows and 90,000 to 120,000 plants per acre in narrow rows. And for black beans, you're aiming for 90,000 to 120,000 plants per acre. For the other market classes and other pulse crops, check out our website or watch for this info in the Bean Report coming out this Wednesday.
Thanks, Cassandra. Cassandra Kotchik is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.